Large butt enthusiast Cardi B has decided it's too big. She's had the Brazilian butt lift, and I guess it's too big now.
So she's reversing
yes.
her butt. If you're reversing your butt lift, does it beep?
I hope so. Beep, beep, beep. This is the Beep, Woody and Jim
podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking. The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Outdoor patios, landscaping design, lawn maintenance, and more. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
So I want to play this game with you, Woody.
Okay.
So I was looking in the store. I was at TJ Maxx, and I saw this candle near the checkout. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's a silly name. Sounds like a celebrity would name their kid that. And then I was just thinking, oh, let's play it. I came up with a game.
A guessing game?
Yeah. Is it the name of a scented candle fragrance?
Okay.
Or is it something that a celebrity would name their kid?
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Yeah. So these are either a fragrance or a real child is named this.
All right.
So and you can tell me like what makes you believe your answer.
Okay.
The first one is California Love. Is that a fragrance or a celebrity kid name?
I'm going to guess fragrance.
You are correct.
Yay!
That is a fragrance. I forget. It has a couple of things in it, but one of them is like cannabis.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it smells like cannabis and Tupac.
Yeah, exactly. And plastic surgery. All right. The next one is Roma Heirloom. Is that a candle fragrance or a celebrity kid name?
I'll say celebrity kid name this time.
It is a fragrance.
Oh!
Yeah. It's actually, I think it's a tomato smell.
Oh, yeah.
Roma.
Yeah,
Roma
that's,
tomato.
Yeah, that's tomato. Yeah,
Roma tomatoes. Okay. Next one. Summer Rain.
Summer Rain?
Candle or celebrity kid?
That could be either way. It seems like I've seen stuff. Let's go with celebrity kid name.
That's correct.
Really?
Christina Aguilera named one of her kids
Summer Rain.
Yes.
And this is your sister, Summer's Eve. She feels so fresh about once a month.
That's one of the few where I'm glad it's a kid and not a candle.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay, this one's really tough.
Okay.
Sage Moonblood.
Ooh.
Is that a scented candle or a celebrity child?
Sage has a smell. Sage Moonchild?
Moonblood.
Of course.
Sage Moonblood.
Totally different. Let's go with celebrity kid name.
That is correct. That's one of Sylvester Stallone's children.
Really?
Yes.
Moonblood?
Sage Moonblood.
Nice. I think he's got hit in the head too many times.
A few punches.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Okay, one more.
Malibu Barbie. Scented fragrance of a candle or celebrity child name?
I'm saying that's got to be a celebrity child name.
You're half right.
Uh-huh.
Influencer Trisha Paytas, yes, named her child Malibu Barbie.
Oh, God.
I think she named one of her other kids like Aquaman, too.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Just totally messed up. And I think there's another kid named Megatron.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Scary situation going on out west in California. An avalanche and winter snowstorm caught skiers off guard. 6 skiers were rescued, but there are 9 from a group that are still missing amongst an avalanche.
Oh, wow.
Snow.
Oh, that's scary. That's really scary stuff. Wow. Will ICE be building a detention facility in Lebanon? Rumors to that effect are spreading around. A lot of news sites were mentioning it. A lot of people asking people on the city council and people who are in charge of Lebanon, is this going to happen? And they say that we haven't heard anything about it. But now I guess they've officially talked to ICE. And they say, no, we're not going to do it. Now that everybody knows
actually,
about it.
They didn't say, no, we're not going to do it.
Okay, they just said
we never said that we were going to build it.
All right, so
Which is not answering the question.
That's true.
They're just saying, we never said it.
We'll just give you a government answer.
Even though there's like huge plans out there,
yeah,
like, you know,
yeah,
impact studies and things where they touted how much of like the jobs it was going to create and everything. Mm. I mean, we never said it. So
just deny everything. So is there going to be an ICE facility in Lebanon?
Let's ask Nate Bergetzi.
Nobody knows.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, he'd be the guy to ask.
So, George Costanza, one of the great characters from the TV show Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Who almost got the job of playing George Costanza? Jason Alexander ultimately got it.
Right.
But some of the people have been revealed that were up for that gig of being Jerry's best friend, and they were Chris Rock, Danny DeVito, and Rosie O'Donnell.
That would have been a much different show.
Those are very, very different characters. It would have been a different George Costanza for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. At the end of the show, usually we talk about what we're going to be doing the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yesterday I said, I don't know what I'm doing today, which was not a lie. But then I got on the interstate and I realized, oh, here's what I'm doing. I'm waiting 3.5 hours to get from Nashville to Murfreesboro on I-24.
3.5 hours?
3.5 hours.
That is incredible. Like, when I first saw, like, your text that you had, you know, just gotten home through heavy traffic, and then I saw that it was, like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And you had left at lunchtime.
Yeah, I left noon.
What?
It was, like, 3:30 when I got home. And a lot of people were stuck in it, and I have no idea why it was stopped like that. I know there was an accident earlier in the day, but it was cleared up in the area where, you know, they said it happened. And then I'm just looking there, and there was semi-trucks all around me, so I couldn't even see where I was.
That is Nashville in a nutshell these days.
I moved like 20 feet in Hickory Hollow over an hour, and I'm going like, I didn't have to wait this long for when they shut down the interstates when Barack Obama wanted a taco years ago.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Where they clear the roads, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but this is like, I'm going, and finally when it started moving again, they were just picking up barrels. I didn't see like any huge major thing. They just decided, we're just going to work on 3 out of the 4 lanes. That'll be fun.
We just want people to slow down and meditate for a while in their car.
And sit there and enjoy the radio or a podcast or whatever you're going to be doing for 3.5 hours.
Wow, 3.5 hours. You could actually watch Whataburger locations have a grand opening and closing in that time.
But don't you worry, because word has it now, it's going to be smooth sailing very soon when they put in the choice lanes. This is their plan for having toll lanes on I-24 between Nashville and Murfreesboro.
Where if you pay a little extra,
and you can use the nice lanes. Until the fact that everybody will start using those lanes, and then they'll have to add some more lanes to be the double choice lanes.
Choice squared.
And those will be more expensive. but it's funny because I guess they put together the kind of rudimentary plan for the map of how the choice lanes are going to be.
Yeah.
And they're going to be mowing down neighborhoods and businesses to make these extra lanes. I mean, I actually, one of the things they said they were going to have to go through was where they opened up that brand new Asian supermarket in Antioch.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Where they just opened. I mean, and those people are going, hey, we were here first, dibs.
Maybe you could have mentioned that you were going to pave through where we are right now. Like, couple weeks ago?
You want to go over the top or something? I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting, brave new world.
Where
it's an easy 3.5 hour commute between the Nashville airport and Murfreesboro.
Holy crap. Give us your If I'm Being Honest. You can text us 615-553-0933. I'm going to kick us off.
All right.
The best pizza is Costco pizza.
Really?
At the place where you can go after you check out. They've got a thing with like hot dogs and pizza. People have talked about the hot dogs forever.
The famous $1.50 hot dogs, yeah.
The $2 pizza? Unbelievable.
Really?
Better than all the chain restaurants, in my opinion.
Hmm.
And better than a lot of the like artisan restaurants that serve pizza.
Wow.
It's that good. There are times when I will be in the neighborhood of Costco and be craving the pizza. So then I'll go in the door where you have to show them your Costco card.
Right.
Probably buy like 195 mangoes and some other giant bulk amount of something.
Whatever you like, you got to get a bunch of it.
And then go and get my $2 pizza.
Oh,
and I'm like, worth it.
Oh, yeah. We not long ago, we got a Costco in Murfreesboro, and I haven't joined yet, but I've heard, like, it's a lot of people say it's like Disneyland.
It's really good. I like the store a lot.
It's a magical place.
Maybe not everything people make it out to be. It's like, yeah, you're not going to come out of there, like, transformed.
I may have to join up. I'll see.
It's worth it for the pizza.
How much does it cost to join?
I don't know, $60.
Oh, is that
for
it?
A year?
Okay, all right, sure.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
We'll make that happen. Thanks for changing my life, Jim.
got an unpopular?
If I'm being honest, I thought about this yesterday as I stuck in traffic. If I'm being honest, if I give you the wave and let you come over and merge in front of me,
right,
and you don't give me the courtesy wave back, I hope you hit every red light on the planet for the rest of your life. Simple as that.
If your simple act of courtesy is not met in kind,
yes,
with the smallest gesture,
yes, it takes no effort to just go thanks,
and you want to ram them, knock them off a bridge.
I don't know if I'd go to physical violence, but I'll just wish bad things on you with my mind. Let's see, Kevin in Lebanon says, "If I'm being honest, this sounds personal. If I'm being honest, if you put raisins in potato salad, you're uninvited to the barbecue." Does anybody put raisins in potato salad?
I don't know, because I don't eat potato salad.
I mean, I love potato salad, but I've never had potato salad with raisins in it.
To me, there should be a warning label.
Though. Yeah.
I mean, like, because it's not, like, if it's not the normal thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raisins are bad anyway. They're just, you know, they're chocolate chip impersonators. You bite a cookie and go, oh, a chocolate chip cookie? Ah, it's raisins!
Woody has a personal, like, you know, people have a shrine to something. You have, like, a hate wall to raisins inside your house.
As I grew up, my mom gave me raisins in my lunch every day, and I just got tired of them. I didn't want raisins anymore. There. Playing for the ladies in the audience, we have Donna in Hendersonville. Hello, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Anthony in Laverne. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
We have a get acquainted question for both of you.
We do. Let's start with you, Donna. What's the one app you tap probably more than anything else during a given day on your phone?
Probably Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anthony, what about you? Is there an app you use more than the others?
I'm going to say Facebook.
All right. Okay. Yeah, the big book of faces.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Here you go. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. We start with multiple choice.
Okay, Donna, are Itchy and Scratchy characters from South Park, Family Guy, or The Simpsons?
The Simpsons.
Yes.
There we go.
Good job. Good start.
All right, Anthony, it's your turn. Did the movie 13 Going on 30 star Sarah Jessica Parker, Reese Witherspoon, or Jennifer Garner?
Jennifer Garner.
It is, yes. Jennifer Garner, yes.
Nice.
Right. Good guess. All right, here it's 1-1.
All right, Donna, what recreational sport is featured in the Guy movie The Big Lebowski?
Bowling.
Bowling,
you
is
got
right.
It.
Good
yes.
job.
Anthony, complete this cosmetic advertising phrase. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
Maybe she's going with it. I'm going to say screw. I'm going to use my screw.
All right. He's using the screw.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's screwed.
Let's see. Donna will tell us, can you complete this cosmetic advertising phrase? Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
Maybelline.
That is correct.
And is that it?
That is it.
Oh,
Anthony, there's no way.
Can't catch up.
Yeah. Donna, congratulations.
It's Wet Nose Wednesday. It's brought to you by our friends at Scent Hound. They do dog grooming, even teeth brushing.
Yep.
Three locations in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at scenthound.com. Taylor's here from the National Humane Association. Our new best friend is here. What's his name?
Yosemite.
Oh.
Yosemite has won the hearts of everybody in this building. This boy, he's probably not even 40 pounds. He's got black fur. He's got like a little bit of white stripe on his chest. He looks like a Muppet.
He does.
He really does. I'm kind of convinced that he's not a real dog. Because yeah. Also, the way that he is just so chill here, made friends with everybody, and he's just like asleep at my feet.
2 seconds after he meets you, he's laying on his back going, rub my belly, come on. He's got the soulful eyes. It's like a really cute dog, and he's about 2 years old?
Yeah, he's about 2 years old. Like you said, he's under 40 pounds. He's the perfect size. He did so well in the car, and he obviously does great meeting new people, so he deserves the best home.
Mm. He sure does. So his story just, it drives me crazy. Like, this dog is so great, this should not have happened.
Right.
So you guys got him from a partner shelter. The partner shelter found the dog, got a hold of the owner.
I guess, he was chipped and everything.
And the owner said, I don't want him.
How could you say no to this dog?
This dog is awesome.
I mean, this is somebody that has no soul that said no to this dog.
Yeah, frankly?
It's hard to imagine, but I am just thankful that he was able to find his way to NHA, and now he can find a home that's going to love him for the rest of his life. You are getting the best dog.
You couldn't step in and be the best stepmom or dad there it could be for a dog. And yeah, Yosemite is awesome. You just got to see him. Check out the Woody and Jim Show or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or on TikTok.
Write the next chapter in Yosemite's life of this love story between you and this dog. You can go to NashvilleHumane.org and check him out there. You can also just drop in to the Osceola Avenue location of Nashville Humane on the west side.
It's Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Scent Hound. Dog grooming, 3 locations in Middle Tennessee. Go to scenthound.com. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Adopt, don't shop. Go see him at Nashville Humane.
So there's something that happens every morning. It goes bump in the night because it's like 3:45 a.m.
Right. We get up and
scares
so
me
early.
So much.
Yeah.
It just absolutely scares me. It's every day.
Yeah.
It's my coffee maker. Okay. So here's what happens. Like, as I'm getting ready to go to bed, I've started getting my coffee ready and setting like the delay brew.
Oh, so you set a timer on it so that it's up and perked and ready to go when you wake up.
Right? So I'm finally, like, I think I've finally grown up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's like a grown up thing. I'm going to work on this and give myself a break in the morning.
That's you before going to bed. It says, future Jim will appreciate this.
Exactly. But every morning, because we get up at so darn early, at about 3:45, I'm like going through my news feed, getting ready for the show. I've got the TV on, and I would just hear from the kitchen.
Yeah, the coffee pot starting.
Well, yeah, I realized that after a minute. Just sounds like somebody's like rifling through stuff in my kitchen in the dark.
Or you have a busted pipe or something.
Yeah, like, oh my God. And then I do this like wonderful transition into... it's coffee brewing for me.
Oh, it's a present from last night, Jim.
Thanks, last night, Jim. You were so thoughtful.
That should be the way you look at it. It's a present.
I get to, this has been going on for like 2 weeks. And every morning, I just jump out of my skin. Ah, what's that? Ooh, it's coffee. It's coffee.
Well, see, at least it's a pleasant surprise.
It is. And at that point, I don't even need the coffee because I'm so scared out of my wits by the sound coming from the kitchen, thinking it's like, oh, you know, it's a burglar or something, that it, like my adrenaline is going. And then like caffeine, I don't even need it.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Scary situation going on out west in California, an avalanche and winter snowstorm caught skiers off guard. 6 skiers were rescued, but there are 9 from a group that are still missing amongst an avalanche.
Oh, wow.
Snow.
Oh, that's scary. That's really scary stuff. Wow. Will ICE be building a detention facility in Lebanon? Rumors to that effect are spreading around. A lot of news sites were mentioning it. A lot of people asking people on the city council and people who are in charge of Lebanon, is this going to happen? And they say that we haven't heard anything about it. But now I guess they've officially talked to ICE. And they say, no, we're not going to do it. now that everybody knows
Actually,
about it.
Actually, they didn't say, no, we're not going to do it.
Okay, they just said,
we never said that we were going to build it.
All right, so.
Which is not answering the question.
That's true.
They're just saying, we never said it.
We'll just give you a government answer.
Even though there's like huge plans out there, impact studies and things where they touted how much of like jobs it was going to create and everything. I mean, we never said it. So
just deny everything. So is there going to be an ICE facility in Lebanon?
Let's ask Nate Bergetzi.
Nobody knows.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, he'd be the guy to ask.
So George Costanza, one of the great characters from the TV show Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Who almost got the job of playing George Costanza? Jason Alexander ultimately got it.
Right.
But some of the people have been revealed that were up for that gig of being Jerry's best friend, and they were Chris Rock, Danny DeVito, and Rosie O'Donnell.
That would have been a much different show.
Those are very, very different characters. It would have been a different George Costanza for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3, also 95.1 in Murfreesboro. If you're just tuning in, playing a little game that sounds easy, but it's not.
You got to figure out, is this a candle fragrance, or the name of a celebrity kid?
Okay.
Because, celebrities are nuts. When they name their kids, they have no regard to their future and how much counseling they'll have to receive from a therapist over what they're going to name them.
Exactly.
Okay, Woody. Jupiter Iris. Scented candle or celebrity child?
That sounds like a celebrity child name.
Yes! You're pretty good at this. Ashley Tisdale named one of her kids Jupiter Iris.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, the next one is... Very simple, but maybe deceptive.
Okay.
Charcoal.
What is it?
Charcoal.
Charcoal? Like you would
like
use in the grill?
Yeah.
Charcoal.
Candle or kid?
I hope it's a candle.
It is a candle.
All right, good.
Thank God. All right, here's another one.
Here's Charcoal Kardashian.
Speakeasy.
Speakeasy?
Candle or kid?
Oh, let's go with candle on that.
It is a candle.
Okay, all right.
All right, you guys, you're very good at this. okay, here. Rain Bloom.
Rain Bloom.
Rain Bloom. Celebrity kid or candle?
Isn't that Katy Perry's child?
No. That would make
Orlando
sense.
Bloom.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
no.
But Rain Bloom is...
Yeah, it's a candle, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, Onyx Solis.
Onyx.
Onyx Solis.
Let's go celebrity kid name.
Alanis Morissette's kid.
Nice! You want to know?
I see what you did there.
All right, see you, yeah.
Okay, all right, this next one, this is weird.
Okay.
Poppy Honey.
Poppy Honey.
Kid or candle?
Let's go. I'm thinking celebrity kid, but I'm going to guess candle.
No, celebrity kid. Chef Jamie Oliver's kid named Poppy Honey.
Poppy Honey?
All right.
That poor kid.
We're going to do it. These are really, we're going to do it like lightning round.
Okay, lightning
Super
round.
Fast.
Here we go.
Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Petal Blossom.
Petal Blossom. Candle.
Kid. Also Jamie Oliver's kid.
Stupid celebrities.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Candle or kid?
Oh, got to be a candle.
Jamie Oliver's kid.
Oh, no. How many children does he have? How many children do
we'll
be scarred
see.
For life?
Daisy Boo.
Daisy Boo.
Candle or kid?
Kid.
Yes, Jamie Oliver's kid.
Oh, God. Stop. You must stop him from procreating.
River Rocket.
River Rocket. Oh, that sounds like a kid name.
Jamie Oliver's kid.
How many children does he have, Jim? For God's sake.
He has a few.
Is he the chef version of Nick Cannon?
Buddy Bear.
Buddy Bear.
Candle or kid?
I hope it's a kid.
Jamie Oliver's kid. All right, last one.
Oh, my God. Is he an NBA player?
Blue Dallas.
Okay.
Candle or kid?
Kid.
Yeah, it's Jamie Oliver's
kid. Oh, stop it.
Yes.
Stop him from doing this. Feeling good, like I should. When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. is a really amazing story. A woman named Jennifer was born in Germany. She never knew her actual father, but she lived with her mother until she turned about 2 years old. And for some reason, she was then put up for adoption in the United States. So she had an adoptive family, a mom and a dad, and she was very happy. Then suddenly, you know, she lost her dad and kind of lost everything.
He passed away of a heart attack, massive heart attack, when I was 18. And then my adoptive mother, she also passed away when I was 25 of cancer. So I lost both of them very early.
Really,
that's rough. Yeah.
And so she decided she was an adult now, and she says, I'm going to look up and find out what my birth parents were like. So she found the address in Germany. She found a little background on her mother. I guess she'd been through some hard times. Found out that her father was actually a GI that was stationed in Germany. So she was kind of the result of a little one-night stand they had together.
Yeah.
But I guess Paul, the guy who is her actual birth father, had for some reason been looking for her too. Because he'd heard that, yeah, he did have a child. And so they went through Ancestry and they did the DNA test and everything like that. And they found each other.
I'm blessed every day. That's why I tell people, sometimes people meet me, I say, you might want to shake my hand. I'm the luckiest guy you're ever going to meet in your whole life.
And wow. 40 years later, he adopted her.
Really?
So now they're officially father and daughter.
That's amazing.
That is so cool. I mean, that could be a movie. Probably has been several times already.
Right.
But that's amazing.
She lost her parents, but...
Yeah.
Got another one.
Got her real birth father back.
That's amazing.
So that is very cool.
If you'd like to see the video of them meeting, and just really sweet people, and just so happy for them, you can follow the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, as well as the Woody and Jim page, and you can also go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Large butt enthusiast Cardi B has decided it's too big. She's had the Brazilian butt lift, and I guess it's too big now. She's tired of buying two airline seats.
So she's reversing her butt.
She's having her second butt reduction surgery.
Okay.
So those of us she wanted that said, everybody to know that.
Those of us that thought like, oh yeah, wacky surgery to increase the size of your butt, that's dumb. We were right.
Yeah, so they're reversing
now
it.
She's with us.
She's going to be hanging out in Colombia for a couple of months until she heals.
If you're reversing your butt lift, does it beep?
I hope so. Beep, beep, beep. I like that concept. I hope it does. We're talking about what we're doing later today. I know the first thing I'm going to do is check Google Maps to make sure it's not a big red line between here and Murfreesboro.
3.5 hours it took yesterday?
Yeah, it was awful.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so who knows? I may go way around and go through, you know, Kentucky to get home.
I can save time. The long way is the short way.
Yeah, I don't mind. As long as I'm moving.
Right.
I got to go to Walmart. My girlfriend has arranged for me to pick up some groceries that she ordered. And so I have to go into this parking spot and tell them where you are. I don't have the app. She does. So I'll have to get there, text her, and say, tell them this is where I am.
Well, that sounds a lot more convenient than just going in and getting it.
I know.
sounds more like a hostage exchange. I don't think I have anything nearly as exciting as that. Going to get ashes today because it's Ash Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I'm going to Mass, and then I think this afternoon I'm going to go see... some people have been telling me that there's a movie, Crime 101, that came out a few days ago.
That's been out for a few days, yeah.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo and a few others, and I've been told it's pretty good, so I may check that out too.
Cool. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.